Clayfish recently announced she'd had successful surgery to treat colon cancer. In her new ad, she credits what she calls the highest quality healthcare system in the world and accuses Democratic gubernatorial candidate Tom Barrett of supporting a government takeover of healthcare.
A plan that would increase costs, lower quality, and put government in charge of our healthcare choices. As a mother and a cancer survivor, that's unacceptable.
Clayfish's campaign points to Barrett's co-sponsorship in Congress of President Clinton's failed healthcare bill. Scott Ross with the liberal group One Wisconsin Now says the ad is hypocritical because Clayfish and running mate Scott Walker both benefit from government health insurance. Walker in his role as Milwaukee County Executive, and Clayfish through her husband, State Representative Joel Clayfish.
They're able to not have to worry about the cost of health care because they have taxpayer-financed health care.
At the same time, Ross says the Walker campaign is talking about cutting people from Badger Care, Wisconsin's medical assistance program for the poor.
What would happen to the mom who gets kicked off, the working mom who gets kicked off Badger Care as a result of Scott Walker and Rebecca Clayfish's plan?
Clayfish is also using her story and a new fundraising letter to supporters. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.